So we're actually going to skip some sukkim like we've done in the past when things are somewhat more technical and somewhat less muster oriented. So we're gonna go to Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chav Zayin.
From Chav Zayin, right?
Okay. Of course, the last Pesukim are also Basir. That's why it's in Mishlei. But nevertheless, some Pesukim are more technical in the Bira Gra, at least. So, Pasuk Chav Zayin says, Al timna tov mi ba'alav bi'yos lekel yodcha la'asos. Don't hold back toiv, good, from it's okay. We'll have to see what that means, but mibalav is really from those who deserve it, those who should have it. Behiyos lekeliot chalasis, when it's in your leil, actually leiliot chalasis, as do, don't hold back. It's not. So don't hold back doing that good. So the Gro explains. Al timna toiv mi ba'alav hu neged gimel darkei Hashem. Okay, so this is really an introduction, this line, that the following psukim are connected the three darkei Hashem, shein tzedek u'mishpot u'mishar, which we saw all the way at the beginning of Mishlei in the third pasuk, that there's three things, tzedek u'mishpot u'mishar, which at the time we basically said was the idea of Chesed, Din, V'rachamim, which is like the three columns in the Min, Smol, V'emtza. That's like the full picture. These are the three Darkei Hashem. And now this pasuk and the next pasuk we'll see is discussing the Derech of Tzedek. Tzedek, Hulasis, Tzedekis, V'tovis, Imabrius. Tzedek means doing Tzedekis and good things with God's creations. V'omar Achshav, so it says now, Al timna toiv mi ba'alav kolomar. Who's the baal of the toiv, right? Who's the owner of the toiv, so to say? So the Gros says, Ima makabel ba'alav shalzeh ha'toiv, shiroi lekabel zu ha'toiv. So if the one who's going to receive this good is roi to receive this good, so then he's referred to as the baal of this good. Okay, that's what it means. The guy who's deserving of this, who's going to be the receiver of this chesed, behiyos leil yod chalasos uchsheyesh lecha achshav yod chalasos, and if you're able to do this now, ve'einoy minia loy mimcha v'loy mitzad mekabel, so that there's nothing holding you back, neither from you, because it's leil yod chalasos, you have the capability, and also not mitzad mekabel, which is why he's referred to as the baalav, because he's really deserving of it. So then, don't hold back. Al timna, don't hold it back. Well, it's as if it's his already. He's the baalim.
If there's no reason not to, then al timna.
Right.
Doesn't say do stuff. Finish. No.
Yeah. If anything, it's because the mashmos is the opposite. The mashmos is right that the natural setting is you should be doing good. You should be doing good at all times. But there are some times that you wouldn't do good. Maybe the person is not roy to receive that good. For example, if you're going to give someone something and you know he's going to end up doing averis with that thing, or he's going to, you give a kid a whole bunch of money and you know he's just going to lose it. So that's not good. You know, that would be a reason to be menea b'toiv. The second pasuk.
So what's the answer? Why is he using like a word al timna and not a
Cause
you're, positive?
Because your regular setting should be always doing good, but there are some times where there are reasons why you would not do the good. So, right, there is like mitigating factors. There is reasons that you would prevent you from doing good. So the pasuk is saying, don't hold it back as long as both mitzad you and mitzad the guy you would be doing the toiva to everything's fine, no and don't hold it back.
Here there's no, he's talking about
he's saying don't hold
no
it back in, yeah, in a case where there's no reason to hold back. Which basically would mean it's like you're mechayiv to do it. That's really what it comes out to be. You're mechayiv to do it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we look at it's a little bit of a chiddush, right? You can look at doing a toiva for someone else. You can look at doing chesed as, you know, extra credit. You don't have to do it. You could do it. It's nice, you know. But so that's why you should be noyheik like the Ribbono Shel Olam does. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have to do anything either. And he's meitiv and he does tzedakas and toivas and mevrias. So you too, as long as there's no reason not to, do it. Don't hold it back. Don't hold back the midas aches and the midas midah hatova. So that's the tzedek, is that midah of hatova of chesed. Pasuk chaf ches, which is again a second pasuk regarding the midah of tzedek. Al toimar l'riacha leich vashuv u'mocher etein v'yeshitach. Now, without the gra, I think most people would probably translate this as like one ongoing comment, which is don't tell your friend, don't say to your friend, go and come back, and tomorrow I'll give you v'yeshitach, and you really have. You could give him now, and instead you say, no, I'm not going to give him now. Make him sweat a little bit. Come back tomorrow, right? There's a certain yitzahara sometimes that people have that, what kind of yitzahara, that I guess it gives them a sense of control or a sense of, you know, not today. No reason not. Just wait a little longer. So don't do that. That's l'chayra, the way you would read the pasuk, but the Gra is going to actually say that these are two separate clauses on the same inyan, but you'll see. Let's read the Gra together. Al toima l'reacha leich vashuv l'reacha harochik mimcha. Don't tell your friend who is far from you leich achshav, go now, ubeis ach tashuv eten lecha, and at a different point in time come back and I'll give you. Umochar etain is a second clause, and tomorrow I will give, hainu, the reach akorov lecha, to your friend who is close to you, al tidichel loimar, lech achshav umochar etain kashe etain. Don't push him away saying, go now, and tomorrow I'll give you. When you really have the ability to give now, you have the money, you have whatever it is that is needed, you have it at the moment. So the Gra understood that this pasuk is really saying, you know, speaking to two different circumstances. Al toimar l'reach leich vashuv, right? Don't tell him go back. So I guess he saw in this leich vashuv, go and come back. It's without no set time. Umocher etein is already like is the second clause, so there's no set time. Meaning he's far away, so it's not an immediate. It's not like tomorrow come back. He's a friend that lives far, and you're pushing him off and saying, you know, come back when you the next time you can. And the second clause is a guy who's close by and he can come back tomorrow without a problem. Umocher etein, I'll give you tomorrow. So none of these, don't push people off. It sounds so simple, but you know.
Why does it need to, why does it need to be so complicated? You just can say, don't say to your friend, never mind if he's close or far away, go and come back, never mind if it's tomorrow, never mind if it's like.
Well, that's really what you're saying. Yeah.
So why is it going to divide? I mean, why does it need to divide?
The division, it's very hard for me to say, is the medayik in the words in of themselves, or is it because of the way he understands the structure of these psukim? In the continuation of the Gbira Gra over here, the Gra shows that each pasuk contains within it two clauses, and he numbers everything. We saw this in the past, you know, 10 versus 10. Here he's getting to the number 10 again in this beer. So it's a little bit difficult for me to know, or maybe, of course, the Gra was way greater than any of us. It could be he just saw this in the most simple way, both mitzad the pshat and mitzad the structure. But you know, if you're asking me what I know to come to this, like where can we see the gross diuk in it besides the structure, which is the structure is nice. In other words, we'll see at the end that there's like two and one. It's gonna be five. He's gonna like make it's a numbers, you know. The numbers work out here. But mitzad the it could be. I was thinking that lechayir should just say al tamar l'reacha leich vashuv, and that's it. Like, what do you have to add in umachar etain? If you're saying al tamar l'reacha leich vashuv, obviously the shuv means I'm going to give it to you. It's like the machar etain lechayir is completely extra in the pasuk. So maybe he understood from that that umachar etain is another story. You know, leich vashuv, al tamar l'reacha leich vashuv, and the separate thing is umachar etain. It's like a separate case. And then the difference would be that leich vashuv has no time factor. It doesn't say when, because obviously it's dealing with somebody who's distance, who's far away. Well, machar etain is a story where the guy's close by. He can just come back tomorrow. No big deal. No sweat. You know, for you at least. You know, come back the next day. And that's like a separate. It could be that that's where the groz b'mdayik, that machar etain might be just extra otherwise, possibly.
Two different. Scales
and
possibly one is distance, one is time.
Yeah.
Into different place.
Right. I'm just saying, where would he?
Macharetin is a time scale and a distance scale.
Yeah, but why couldn't you read it the way I said at the beginning? Like, go, come back, and I'll give it tomorrow. I'm just that's lechayra would be. My, it's. Huh?
Then you won't get the two scales. If you read it that way, why would you get two scales? Because you have everything included. You don't dafka come and die two scales.
Yeah, but that would be the metzias, right? The metzias in any of the cases is that there's a time factor and then there's a
place factor.
And the yeah.
But you would, I think you would get more simply to the time factor than the place. Leich vashuv is time.
Right, and echnami. But mehecha tesi. No, but my point is mehecha tesi to medayik. That there's a place factor bichlal. Who cares? Maybe who says? Adarabba. If I'm saying it by the case of machar etain, that should be like even more. Stam that's akasha. Maybe like if you can't tell a guy that's close by to come back tomorrow, so kosher can you can't tell a guy who lives far away to come back. Stam that's akasha. That's hard to say that. And, the Pashta says that I think both from the Pasuk and from the Gros that the Vyeshitach is going on both cases. The same way Behiyos Leil Yod Chalasos is Tov over there was one story. It does. I hear it, but it doesn't look like that to me. Yeah. Okay, next pasuk. Al tacharish areach ara. This is a very, very interesting pasuk, both mitzad the pasuk itself and mitzad the gro. We'll see a big chiddush actually in this. One of the sfarim writes on this pasuk. Al tacharish areach ara. So you shouldn't plot against your friend and work against your friend to do some kind of bad to him. And he's like. Sitting securely with you, he thinks everything's fine, and you're plotting against him behind his back. Now, obviously, why would you do that? Why would you do that? You know, like the Shlomo Melech is speaking to like some kind of meshugana, some kind of, like forget about rishis. Like, what are you crazy? Well, why would you do such a thing? You know. So, let's see the grow. Al tacharish al re'echa. So over here, who neged the mishpat? This already begins to speak. Keneged the mishpat, the midas mishpat of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So now it's saying to us, we have to also act in the appropriate way when it comes to mishpat. And so this is now going to give us to tell us how not to misuse, not to act incorrectly. Al tacharish arecha hu neged the mishpat v'hainu liskoitid barashayim. So mishpat says the Gra. What would be a case of mishpat where you would want to plot re'echa, you would want to plot against a friend? That would be in a case where you're fighting against Rishon. You're starting up with Rishon. Mahainu liskoitet b'Rishon. Mikol makom, nevertheless, al tachrosh b'lvavcha ra al re'echa. If he's your friend, don't plot in your heart bad against him. V'hu yoshev levetach, and he's sitting there safely, secure. Kolemer machash yoshev levetach itcha. Meaning, because he's on good terms with you, don't don't plot against him. So the Pashas, the Gra, and this is the way it seems to be, the Gra is saying that even though your friend is a Rasha, and Be'etzem, L'chayr, there's Makom to be miskaitet with him, Mitzad Mishpat, you should, yeah? But if he's on good terms with you, don't be a sneak and don't start up with him. I don't know if the Iker is on this. It doesn't sound like it's just a sneak. It sounds bichlal. Don't start up with him. He's on good terms with you. Why should you start up with him? So this is obviously like it sounds a very very mechudish mahalach. Certainly not the usual way that we're used to hearing speaking about making machlokes or fighting against Rishayim. So I glad that I did a little bit of a so actually over here in the Masada Rav Kook edition they refer to a sefer mitzvos halavavos in Hilchos Avos Yisrael Seif Chaf Beis Mashalom Yidla Alacha Medivra Abeinu. It says they refer you to see the sefer mitzvos halavavos Hilchos Avos Yisrael halacha that's learned out from the grove here. So I actually copied over the lashon from that sefer. The sefer says like this: Hasina leporke oy malchus shemayim medivir kabbal, right? Hating those who are not mekayim dvar Hashem. They're poyrik oil, not just not mekayim. They're poyrik oil, right? They're poyrik oil. Malchus shemayim. Shenemer, as it says, so that mitzvah of hating them is medivir kabbal, meaning it's not a daraisa. It's Medivra Nevim. And the reason that, because it's learned from one of two Pesukim in this farm. We saw in Shulchan Aruch once, we saw, right, Misanecha Hashem Esno, that's the more famous one. Others learn it from Pasuk later on in Mishle, which is Yiras Hashem Sinis Ra. Okay, so, Shinema, but here, this sefer actually brings the Pasuk, Halei Misanecha Hashem Esno. Vim calls it, nevertheless, Im HaRosha Hu Loi La'oyhev. If the Rosha happens to be your friend, and he doesn't do any bad to you, and certainly specifically if he actually is machzik you with mammon, he supports you. Vimia, maybe he's your boss, maybe he's stam supports you, you know, he wants to support Torah, he happens to be Russia, he happens to be Purikamach Shemayim, but you know, deep down he knows, right, this might be a ticket to get something, you know. Now if you're going to hate him even in the heart alone, if you hate someone in your heart, that could cause now him, even though you don't act out, but that just in the heart, you know, the vibes are picked up, and he might end up hating you. So then you're not obligated to hate him. You're not obligated to become a soine of this Rasha. You should distance the sinner from him. You shouldn't be soine him. So it's like unbelievable. And on this it says, "Al tachvesh areich ro vu yoshel vetachitchon." Our pasuk. And in the kolzeh, so he says, now all this is true in maimin b'ikrei hadas. If we're talking about a Russia who believes in the ikrei hadas, so he's not right, not a koifer. Avolim koifer chas v'shalom be'echad meikarim. But if he's a koifer, if it denies one of the ikarei emuna, mitzvah is nice b'choloifen. So it's a mitzvah to hate him. In any case, even if he's your friend and he's good with you, and even if he's machzik you, rakim kol parnasosim. But if all your parnas is from him, v'yuchal ligraim loy mizeh hefzid beparnasa, it could come out to a big loss in parnasa. As potter mi mitzvah haseizu, then you potter from this mitzvah hase. V'im kol zeh, it's also only a mitzvah hase medivir kabbal. Nevertheless, you have to be very careful. If you're even in this kind of a case, you still have to be very careful not to be makar of it. Two reasons. First of all, it says keep them away from the entrance of your house, meaning don't be makar of them. And second of all, you don't want to chas shalom be machzik koifrim. Right? Those who are koifer in our religion, you don't want to be machzik them. So you have to be careful, even though you might not. Don't actively hate him, don't actively go against him because your parnas is tolian it. We're talking about, again, a guy that's mamash a koifer. So, but your potter over here, your potter because your parnas needs it, but don't be proactive about it. Don't be makar of him. Now, in the perish over there of the sefer, written by the same one that wrote these lines, you know, the Mechaber wrote a top and a bottom. So he says, Hagoin Zal Beperusha Mishle. He brings down our Bir Agra. That's where he's building off from this halacha. He brings the whole lashon there. Vuhu Pashut. He says it's Pashut. The Gam Mitzvah Aseshel Torah Einu Mechuyav Levaz Bez Kol Mamayinai. To be Makayim a mitzvah, any mitzvah to say, let's say Arba Minim, if it's going to take all your money, you're not Mechuyav to do it. You're not Mechuyav to Levaz Bez, to waste, so to say, waste, to use up, that's the more appropriate lashon, right? To use up all your money on a mitzvah Aseh. Vayin Ramo Yoridei Chelik Beis. And the Ramah applies this also to the halacha of Teichacha. Shehi mitzvah saseh shel Torah, which is taka mitzvah saseh shel Torah, to give rebuke. Im yuchal ligrim la'atzmei hefsid, if it's liable to cause the person hefsid, eina mechuyiv lechiyach havera, you're not mechuyiv to be mechiyachim, you're not mechuyiv to give him rebuke. V'kolshekei mitzvah saseh zeh shel sinner rishoyim, and kolshekei in this mitzvah saseh of hating the rishoyim, She'ein rak mikabola, which is only a mitzvah midivrei kabola, it's not a deraisa bechlal. Even though it's taka very, very chamur, it's a very, very stringent mitzvah. V'gam ha-seichel mechayev, and also the seichel is mechayev, me'achashu oyev la'Hashem, tzarek lisna oyev dvar. If you love Hashem, so logically you should hate those who are oyver, who transgress Hashem's word. Im kolze, nevertheless, im yafsid chavarosoi, potter mizeh. If he's going to lose his friendship with this guy, he's potter from it. V'gam kama pa'amim, yuchal lekarvel avodas Hashem. And also sometimes, there's an additional factor, sometimes if you stay on good terms with the guy, you'll be able to mekarv him to avodas Hashem. You'll be able to get him back. You'll be able to get him, you know, kimoshim atzino ba'aron ha'kohen, like we find by Aaron ha'kohen, that he was mekarv everyone, and he was able to be machzir people to tshuva apparently. On the kolzek shu reacha, but all this is when he's your reacha. Meaning he believes in the fundamentals of, right, he's not a koifer. Aval imu koifer chas v'shalom, but if he's a koifer chas v'shalom, nir debezeh b'vadim uchiv l'hafsid chavarose. It would seem that in this case, it seems that yes, you certainly are mechuyv, you're certainly obligated to lose your friendship. If the guy's a koifer, don't be friends with him. You're mechuyv to lose your friendship over him. Why? Mishum de minus mimshuch chas v'shalom. Because apikorsis draws a person. And if you have a friend who's a koifer, he's liable to draw you along also. That kind of a friendship is not a friendship that one should have. V'gam shalo yikalka chas v'shalom echem ebnei besa. And also you shouldn't chas v'shalom be makalkal. You shouldn't ruin somebody in your home. And you're right, if you're friends with this guy and he comes over for supper, whatever it is, you might, let's say you're not affected, but he could have a bad ashpa, bad influence on the family. Not only that, sometimes just the fact that you're friends with such a person gives a message to the family, it's not so terrible. And that itself has a very, very negative impact on the family. You have to be very careful. This is only a cheshbon if he's an apikoros. Minus, yeah. If he's a min, im kol zeh, and nevertheless, despite all that, im kol parnasos emenu. If all his parnasos from him, if all his parnasos from that koifer, bevade potter mi kol zeh kanal. You're for sure potter from all this. You don't have to do any of this. You could like still continue your friendship with him. Rak she tzorach zehirus yiserit. But you need a lot of zahirus, a lot of carefulness, right? Don't invite him over to the house, because that's what the pasuk says. Harchik mepesach beisa. Be very careful in how you do it, but you're certainly not mechuyev to cut off ties, to cut off your friendship with this guy, because your whole parnasa is totally on it, and all it is a mitzvah saseh shel kabbalah, not mitzvah saseh shel Torah. So that it's an interesting ha'ara. People don't cheshbon. Very often when it comes to the din, we've spoken about it a long time, sinus rishoyim, maybe it was last year, sinus rishoyim, it comes to hating rishoyim. So yeah, we know, hate rishoyim, sanech Hashem esna, whatever. It's not always such an easy thing. It's not always so clear, is this person somebody that you could hate, you can't hate, whatever. At the end of the day, if we cheshbon it out, you have over here in a suffix, a matzav where it's clear, in a matzav of suffix of a person or a community that you feel that, oh, these are, you have to hate this person because they're, you know, koifim. You have to remember that, or the Rishoyim, And to remember that the cheshbon would then slant in the direction of the mitzvah aseh. There's a mitzvah aseh of after echekomecha. There's a mitzvah aseh of avos yisrael. The mitzvah of hating the rishayim is only divrei kabbalah. It's pashut. If you have a deraisa versus the rabbanon, and you're besupik, you have to make sure that you're not over the deraisa. Better, right? Better to be wrong and be over accidentally the hatred, which is only a kabbalah, rather than to be over chasrom the deraisa. It's an important cheshbon to make. In any case, this is mamish a fascinating grow in explaining, right? Why would you? It's a taka, strange pasuk. Why would you plot against your friend? You need somebody to tell you that. Don't make plans of evil, bad, and hurting your friend. Elamai, you're talking about a friend who's a Rasha. So be'etzem, you would be able to mess him up because he's a Rasha. He's a Pirik oil. He doesn't care about God. On the other hand, you know, if he's on good terms with you and he's not a Koifer, so he's not yoytzim midin reyecha. He didn't leave the category of your friend, because reyecha is like that. So don't rock the boat. Says Shlomo Melech, don't rock the boat. Keep the friendship.
Yeah. It's interesting because it's again in the negative. The middle of mishpat is
it's the do. We see all this is like the don't do's over here. Yeah, this whole list is a don't do list of how to carry out this. So we saw so far the what do we see? We saw tzedek and we saw the beginning of mishpat. There's another pasuk of mishpat. Let's just do the next pasuk. Yeah. It could be both.
What's
behind? So if the reason would be, it could be, you know, if you ask me, that makes sense. It makes sense that if you're on a good terms with this guy and you have a good relationship with this guy, so you might be his only last hope of actually being makar of the guy. You know, it could be. I mean, that would be a cheshbon that I would understand. If there's other, you know, parnosa for sure, but that's not the ikar of this pasuk. The ikar of this pasuk is also that he's on good terms with you. You're not mechuyev. You're potter. You're not mechuyev to go against him. And not only that, you shouldn't. Yeah, because he said, because when you hate somebody in your heart, it flips over. The guy is going to hate you too. Alright, so let's just read the next pasuk. Quick pasuk. Al tariv im adam chinam im lo gemal chara. Don't argue with a person, don't make a fight, don't argue with a person for no reason. If he didn't do anything bad to you, im lo gemal chara. If he didn't do anything bad to you. That's the way, again, the pashut way to read this pasuk. The gra says, al tariv im adam shein recha. Don't fight, don't argue with a person who's not your friend. Chinam for nothing, meaning in something that is not going to help anyway. You're going to fight against him, you're going to argue with him, it's not going to help. Even though he did to you something bad, truthfully, he deserves it. You should fight against him. You should argue with him, but it's not going to help. That's chinam. Don't do it. Be smart. Don't do it. Don't waste your koyach. Don't waste your time. Im loy gemol chara is a second case. According to the Gra, similar to the way he split up the previous pasuk, kolaymar, meaning afal pi she'ein achinam, even though it's not for no reason. Shateida shatoil berivcha, you know that it will help if you fight against him. It's gonna do something. Afal pichin leitarivimoy, nevertheless, don't fight with him im lo gemal chara if he didn't do bad for you. So it's two separate cases. One is the case where the guy did bad for you, but it's not gonna help to fight, so then don't fight. And the other one is he did bad to you. Which one did I say? He did bad for you, and it's not going to help. That's one, right? And the other one is that if he didn't do bad for you, so and you know you're going to beat out. You know that your argument is going to help for whatever reason. Still, don't do it because he didn't do anything to you bad, so you shouldn't be fighting against him, you shouldn't be arguing against him.
You're saying you shouldn't mush into something which is not connected to you, even if you can do, can help with it, if you can.
It's a good question. It could be, it's not clear, like, is it the same also dealing with Rishoyim? Is he dealing with, like, then I would understand it. Is he dealing with the same type of a person that we said before that you're allowed to make a meriva against? That would make sense. Otherwise, an echanami, like, what would be the havamina that you should be able to start up with somebody who didn't do anything wrong to you? So the chayra it is talking about where you have a religious basis to make it.
You're not going to be married if you didn't do anything wrong.
It's going to help.
It's going to help. That means that there was something done wrong.
But not necessarily against you.
Not against you.
Yeah. But why would you be allowed to get involved? You're saying maybe he did something wrong against someone else. So you're getting involved in a machlekas that's not yours. Like the Rosh says, don't get involved. That's one of the Orchas HaRosh. He says, don't involve yourself in a machlekas that's not yours. You know, Alta. So the Chazal also. So I don't know. So then it would be not necessarily a Rishoyim issue or a Rishus issue, but it would be just, you know, involving yourself. It could be. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Yeah. Oh.